The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss how you can generate more leads with inbound marketing. Joining us is RT Sharma, who is the founder of Measure Marketing Results, Inc., which is dedicated to developing concrete, quantifiable internet marketing solutions for businesses of all types and sizes. So far this week, RT and I have discussed inbound marketing and the approach to tying it to lead generation, and yesterday we talked about the future of content marketing. Today, we're going to wrap up our conversation talking about branding beyond your logo. All right, here's the last part of my conversation with RT Sharma, the founder of Measure Marketing. RT, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a fun ride so far.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show and excited to wrap up our conversation. So far this week, we talked about inbound marketing and how to tie it to lead gen. And a lot of that was put your content where it should be, where your customers are looking for it, have influencers sharing the benefits of your products and services, build in some nurture campaigns, and then make sure that your website and your conversion funnel is airtight. Content marketing is a big part of that. So we talked about the future of content marketing. But one thing that we didn't really focus on was this sort of amorphous thing that we all want, but don't really want to invest in. Building your brand. The impossible to calculate, the hard to know what the value is, but probably the most important thing you're going to do in marketing. So talk to me a little bit about brand building in the modern era. And how can you do that beyond just creating a great logo? What is building your brand beyond a logo?
I often hear when I get into these conversations with branding senior execs talking about and saying, we're expecting big results from our latest rebrand, or we're expecting some really earth-shattering. And they're kind of tying that rebranding exercise or their brand building exercise to a logo or the color palette, or how does all the PowerPoints should be synchronized, signature files should be there. But I think those are important, I mean, don't take me wrong, but in this modern era of modern marketing, where brands are much more than their logos, you'd better believe that personal brand is becoming all the more critical for people who are representing their brands, because we're in this micro content and micro economy where everything is in short bits and pieces, be it in social media or whatnot, and brand is more than that logo or the color palette. It's an emotion.
So how do you elicit the right emotion from your prospects? What are some of the components you have if you're not just thinking about, I've got a sexy logo, we paid a lot to some designer to make some marks for us, and we picked some fancy colors that look nice together. Beyond that, what are some of the things you could do to actually get that emotional response from your customers?
I think you need to be very clear of who you are, what's your why as a company, as an organization, and your brand. And it is comprised of a lot of different moving parts, which can make it hard to define and create that emotion. You have to create that emotion and that relationship with your audience. And when you talk about brand, it is the power that your logo or your emotion has in the mind of its customers. So you need to get into that mindset of your audience to say, this is exactly my brand represents, and they have to connect to that representation. So it's a connection of what you're trying to convey to your audience, and they relate to that. So I think branding strategies are complex to build. Brand building is not easy, and it is all dependent today in this modern marketer's era is about relationships. you need that audience engagement, but I think you need the audience relationships. You need that account experience to be overall relational to your brand and your audience. So when your sales team is representing your brand, they're speaking from the same hymn book as your marketing team or your operations team. When marketing to sales handoff happens and sales to service handoff happens, your brand experience is the same through and through that journey. And I think that is exactly what branding needs to do. And that's what marketing teams should be, I think, held responsible for. And not just marketing teams. I think there's overall all the different teams that kind of, again, talking of the Venn diagram, there's the three teams that need to come together is the service, delivery, and marketing and sales. And then say, okay, this is where our brand lies and this is how we represent. And it should be beyond the logo. It should be about your core values. How are you showing up in your core values? How are you showing up for things that matter to you? What kind of programs or any sort of philanthropy work that you want to do as a brand? How do you represent and show up for that in your daily actions? That's what brand is. For me, brand is beyond logo. It's beyond just your content or your messaging. It is the experience that you create on a daily basis in your actions as a company, as a team.
I don't want to go 100% Simon Sinek here, but the thing that sticks out with me is you have to start with why. Why are you doing what you're doing? What's your company's mission? Who are you? What do you stand for? And more, even B2B SaaS brands, engineering brands, widget makers, they're telling more of their story. It's about storytelling. It's about who is behind the company. It is not just these faceless organizations. It is the story behind how the people at an organization got together to serve a common purpose. So talk to me about what some of the ways, if everybody is focusing on storytelling, that you can build your brand so it's not just another one. It's not just another follow-on brand.
I have to go back to what you just said. It's about your why, of course, and about what you stand for. But I think sometimes brands that appeal to us as consumers might not necessarily appeal to maybe somebody sitting next to me. So I think I want to go back before I answer your question is that branding that appeals to even the people inside may not necessarily appeal to their target audience. So there's merit to identifying your ideal customers. What do they relate to, where they are? But also holding your own truth and saying, this is our why. Now, who relates to our purpose and how we show up? So to answer your question, how can companies and teams show up for that? If you ask the senior leadership team today in majority of organizations, I'm not saying all, and ask them and say, what are your core values? They probably will not know.
Time for a 1-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half. Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on 2 channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. I'll be honest, I feel like my company has relatively well articulated points of differentiation. We've got a sexy logo and some really nice colors. I'm not exactly walking around telling people what our core mission is and the purpose of our lives at the company. So I guess I have mixed emotions. I am a marketer. I believe in the storytelling. I believe in understanding your mission. But it's not like that is on the homepage and something that you're articulating to everybody. It's a feeling.
Yeah, it's a feeling, and I'm not even going there. I think it's about everybody needs to resonate with it, buy it. So when people are setting that tone for what their core values are, what their mission is, their vision, of course, you know, the leadership and their CEO or chief visionary officer should set that. But I think it should be a collaborative effort. And that's when companies bring that collaboration and setting that up, there's more buy-in from the ground team to live that on a daily basis. So then they show up in those sales meetings and those marketing programs and those marketing conversations and their service delivery conversations with their end customers to show up and create that experience. Otherwise, how could you do that? And then sometimes we talk about it, we train the teams, we bring them on board and they're relating to it, but then there's no consistency or reinforcement. So how does your internal, as an organization, how does your internal measurement rank against how are people showing up to create that experience? So for example, in our company, there's three business objectives, customer delight and employee delight. And we've broken down that delight and said, what does that look like? And when we hire people according to those delightful experiences, which are measured through our core values and say, do they carry that or not?
All right. So this is the MarTech podcast. Somewhere we've already lost a data-driven marketer saying, what kind of hocus pocus, fluffy marketing stuff are you talking about? So let's bring it back to the data and technology portion of this. When we're thinking about brand, that emotion that we're trying to elicit from our customers, the ability for us to tell our story, to drive a narrative, to have our customers understand not just the what, but the how, the who, and the why. What are the ways that we're evaluating whether we're doing branding successfully? You know, what are some of the metrics you can look at and the technologies you use to evaluate that?
Obviously, your growth of your social following. That's a big one. If you're in social media space and you want to kind of see if people don't like your brand, they don't relate to it, they're obviously not going to be there unless they're like competition. And I think your engagement levels with your brand is measured through your newsletter, subscribers, open rates, et cetera. But also, these are some basic things what I'm talking about for companies who don't have that in place. Many companies may have social media in place, but they don't have any analytics or nobody looking at those analytics. So I think that's the first we do. The second is looking at your web traffic and saying, people are coming, you're putting all these ad dollars out there to bring traffic in, but people are not staying. Is your story compelling enough? Are you doing a really good job of telling who you are and reaching your audiences with that emotion that your ad brought? And maybe your ad was more emotional or more relatable for them to come to the site, but then your story is not as compelling. And then they're like, ah, what a waste of time. And they bounce off. So I think those are the basic metrics when it comes to technology. Keep that as a priority on your KPI list. Just don't go by what is the demand that marketing has been able to generate? How many leads have you been able to generate? How many accounts have you been in conversations? I think marketing teams need to be talking about these leading indicators of how much engagement has happened, how many people have shared our posts, how many people are actually continuing to talk about it, how much viral impact have we been able to create as a result of our brand stories and micro moments that we've created through our content. That's what is being measured.
Your brand is the non-scientific part of marketing. It's the way that people feel. Well, you want to know how to track that? You track all the other stuff first. I know how much performance marketing is driving into my funnel. I know how much our affiliates are driving. I know how much SEO traffic we're getting. And there's this big bucket of other stuff that I can't figure out why it's there or how they got there. That's your brand. That's it. It's all of the other stuff.
That is true. It is all the other stuff which doesn't even make it to the KPI list in the board meeting. I think that needs to be put out there.
All right, your brand, tracking the untrackable. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks to RT Sharma, the founder of Measure Marketing, for joining us. If you'd like to get in touch with RT, you can find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact her on Twitter, where her handle is RT Sharma, that's ARTISHARMA, or you could visit her company's website, which is measuremarketing.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MARTECHPOD, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.